I'm going to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Tuesday, May 9th, 2017, 9:02 a.m. I don't believe we have anybody that signed up for public comments, so any commission remarks? Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 444948 through 445018, warrants 6755 through 6758, and there are three journal entry or transfers.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes May 1st and 4th, 2017, and executive session minutes for May 1st and May 2nd of 2017.
Move to approve previous meeting minutes for May 1st and May 4th, 2017.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for May 1st and May 2nd, 2017.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We have next on the agenda approval of personnel policy amendments.
Good morning, Commissioners.
Morning.
We have before you two revisions to the policies of our personnel policy. The first one is amendment number 2017-01. It's in the introduction section of our personnel policy manual, and it is to update the names of our current commission and department administrators. We've made some changes, just, and it's just simply an update of the elected officials and department administrators so that we can reflect the current positions.
Can we go ahead and talk about the second one?
Okay, this second one is amendment number 2017-02, also located in the introduction section of the personnel policy manual, and it refers to Taney County's purpose. The Taney County purpose page is being revised to include current county commissioner signatures.
Here they are. There's the first page of that, and then this.
That was the one they had. Yeah, change the name there. Yeah. Put your signature on. Oh. Okay, it's above it.
On the Taney County purpose page, is that different? Is there a change from that than what it was previously?
Yes, the change is from Commissioner Strahan to.
Oh, just the names?
Yes.
Yeah, it added your signature line and Commissioner Schofield's signature line on the introduction. Okay. There weren't any other changes, right?
No, just those two.
Move to approve personnel policy amendments 2017-01 and 2017-02 as presented.
Now we got second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Penalties and interest, the Tompkins Wellness Center. Let's see.
Hello. We received a tax notice that our real estate taxes were overdue, but this was the first notice we got at the correct address. It was forwarded to us from the previous owner, but it was a mistake on the county's part. And the post office and the correct address was not updated on your records. So a penalty of $400 was assessed, and I'm requesting that that be refunded to Tompkins Wellness Center.
I agree with what Angela has said. We did mail the tax bill to the P.O. Box 300, and we mailed it there because when we sent our 2016 tax file to the mailers, they run it through a scan to find any updated addresses, and they sent it back saying to update it to this P.O. Box 300, which in turn was the previous owner's P.O. Box, not hers. And we did send the bill to them. They did not forward it on to Angela, but when we sent the late notice in March to, again, the P.O. Box 300, it was forwarded on to Angela, and she paid within the 15 days. She paid on April 12th. The address has been corrected for 2017 per Angela. So I do recommend that penalties and interest be waived.
And I will add that I did look at the deed as it was filed, and the customer's correct address was on the deed. So when the assessor's office would have changed that, then when the update was given from the postal, it put it back to the old address. So based upon the evidence presented, I would make the motion that we approve the waiver of the penalties and interest per statute 52.240, County Air.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
What's this 570 Fairlawn Drive?
That's my home address. But that was not sent to that address.
And it was sent to the 10745 Historic Highway 165?
No, it was sent to the P.O. Box 300. So
that's where it should be going, the 10...
No, it should be going to 10745 Historic
Highway. Yeah, 10745 Historic Highway 165.
That's the correct one, yes.
Make sure we have the correct one on there.
Okay. Thank you. Board of Equalization appointments.
I heard we got a couple more, three more applicants.
Are we going to appoint under which statute are we going to operate under?
We have, I think we have like five applicants.
What do you guys want to do? You want to do a two-citizen, three-commissioner board with the assessor and the clerk as non-voting members? Or do you want to do an entire citizen board?
After it was suggested to do the three-member citizen board under statute 138.085,
You say after suggested by whom?
After it was brought up at another meeting, previous meeting, in regard to the operation of the two statutes. I checked with other counties, with the State Tax Commission, and with outside citizens, city administrators, school board, and discovering at that time it had been mentioned to us in a meeting that there was one other county, Greene County, that operated on the three-member board, and I called, spoke with them, and they're a little bit different because they're a charter city and the way they operated. So I got found there's four that I know of, and there could be more, but time became an element for me. Counties that do operate under 138.085, the three outside citizens board, and they are Cole, Camaton, and Clay, and then I guess Green, that I know of. It has operated very well for them, and they feel that it is the way to go. They explained how they had their meetings with the Board of Realtors and the cities and so forth, and so based upon what research I've done and having went to these websites of those counties that are on it in addition to and getting their information, I would recommend that it would be good for Taney County that we do go to 138.085, the three outside citizens that qualify under that with experience in real estate.
So you want to do the three-member board?
I would make that motion for the commission to consider.
Well, we just make a three-member board. I don't think we need to make a motion on what statute we're going to follow the BOE under, do we?
Probably good for the record, since you're changing your procedure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you wanted to make that motion?
Yes, I make the motion that Taney County operates the Board of Equalization under 138.085.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to appoint Jeff Reynolds to the Board of Equalization.
Do you want to make that a three-year term? We have to make our motion. Appoint them to 1 year, 2 year, and 3 years. They alternate.
You said they alternate?
1 year, 2 year, and 3 years. And each year, like the 1 year, then it would go off and you'd appoint someone.
Right. But they can all be, I need to read the statute again. Can they all be 1 year, all 2 year, all 3 year? So one has to be a 1 year, one has to be a 2 year, one has to be a 3 year?
Right.
The initial appointment shall be for 1 year, 2 year, and 3 years, respectively.
Okay. Do we need to talk to these individuals and see if they want to be on the board for 3 years?
I just talked to him.
Okay.
He will do it for 3 years.
Okay. So amend my motion to include a 3 year term.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to appoint Daryl McDowell for a 2 year term.
He has not been spoken to about a 2 year term.
No, I haven't talked to him.
I guess if he doesn't want to do it, he can resign.
The second year, then?
Yeah. Yeah.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to appoint David Akers to a 1 year term to the Board of Equalization.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I'm sorry.
Aye. Motion carries.
I was kind of hoping Colonel Kerbo would turn his application in again.
We were fortunate that we had all very good applicants. And they were made aware that they will be going to